Thank you for listening to the Jason Greger Show podcast. Hope you enjoy it. It's brought to you by Lakewood Chev. If you're looking for something unique, Lakewood has a large selection of special edition trucks by Chevrolet. Life is too short not to be special. Check them out at Lakewood Chev.
Jermaine, what's the number one matchup for you that intrigues you in this series?
Assuming that, and we don't want that. We don't want an orange crush. We want the Battle of Alberta.
No, trust me. No, I agree. I totally agree.
Anyway, I think assuming that Carlisle goes with this matchup that we think he is, the most intriguing matchup will be the Ryan Kesler against Sean Monahan and Johnny Gaudreau and Michael Ferland. Let's face it, and this is my honest opinion, if Monahan and Gaudreau do not show a little bit, just a touch more sandpaper and try and fight through whatever Kessler's trying to give to him, it could be a long series when it's in Anaheim. It could be a short series overall. I think that's the biggest one because what Gullitson said, the head coach of the Flames, he said he doesn't play the matchup game very much. He won't be trying to get away from matchups. I'm sure when the opportunity to comes up, he will try and take advantage, but he pretty much wants his players to fight through and succeed in the matchup game, letting Carlisle do his thing. And if that's the case, I think Monahan and Kesler, that'll be the big time battle that may decide one game, maybe two games.
Now, speaking of the Ryan Kesler in that line, Johnny Gaudreau has been frustrated at times this year, you know, taking a lot of hacks and whacks and stuff. And, you know, Kesler loves to do anything to rile guys up. But has Gaudreau gotten off his game when that happens? Does he have to be more composed when guys go after him?
I don't know if he's gotten off his game. He definitely had a very slow start to the season overall, and I don't know if that had to do with a little extra attention or the fact that he just wasn't playing well. Because when he went on that stretch where he had points in 9 straight games and then it was, you know, 10 out of 12 or something like that, he was still getting plenty of attention. He was still getting hacks and whacks. He just was feeling it, and he was feeling good. And I think that's part of what needs to happen in this series. He has to have supreme confidence, ultimate confidence with the puck. One thing he did say during this little break between games is he said, well, you know, I'm used to getting the attention. I'm used to getting the hack and whack. And then what he did say that kind of surprised me a little bit was if he has to give a little bit back, then that's what he's going to have to do to gain a touch more room out there. That was a little bit surprising, and that's something that I wouldn't mind seeing. But with that being said, if that's not what Johnny usually does, because usually when he takes the abuse, he's giving it to the officials on his way to the bench, or he's shaking his hand, which is, in pain because he just took a slash and he's giving it to the officials, which I don't think has been good for his cause either. But if that's what he's going to do in turn, maybe return the slash, if that gets him off his game, that's terrible. But if that gives him a little spike of bravery and adrenaline, I'm sure the Flames would be all for it, because one thing that they do usually not shy away from, especially certain guys, is the rough stuff. And if Johnny decides to go a little out of character and says he's all in, and if Monahan says he's all in with a few face washes in front of the net, that could do something to the rest of the squad, and that may help the Flames overall.
Yeah, Jermaine, I wanted to touch on the physical aspect. I mean, it got ugly the last time the teams met with Fowler being injured. These are two teams that play an aggressive game. Playoffs are ratcheted up anyway. This could be a real battle, a physical battle, and if it comes down to that, is there an edge either way in your mind?
Oh, yeah. Without a doubt, the edge is with Anaheim. If it gets right down and dirty straight to the alley, the edge is with Anaheim. Even in that last game, that third period, when the Flames, to their credit, they were game. They loved every minute of it. They were probably the aggressors in a lot of cases when there was a lot of stuff between the whistles, or after the whistles, I should say. But at the same time, they still lost. a couple of weeks ago when L.A. came into town and the big talk was about Tkachuk and Doughty and would L.A. be looking for revenge. And sure enough, again, to the Flames' credit, they were game. They were down. Derek Englund, you know, Matthew Tkachuk, all of those guys stood up and stepped up. But what happened? They got throttled 4-1. It's not the fact that they don't like the rough stuff. The truth is they're just not as good when they do engage. So I think there's a very good chance that bad blood does spill over. I think there's a better chance that it does if the Flames actually get off to a good start. Because if the Flames take a lead, maybe they take a two-goal lead, guess what? Kessler's going to get that much rougher. Mm. Corey Perry's going to touch Brian Elliott that much more. And it'll be up to the Flames to keep their cool, because once they go over the edge, I honestly think that Anaheim is better built for that kind of hockey, and they can thrive off of it. While the Flames, they may be willing combatants, but they're simply not as good when they get into it.
Jermaine Franklin from TSN in Calgary joins us. He's in Anaheim. Flames taking on the Ducks tonight. You mentioned the Kessler matchup against Monahan. Well, I'm assuming then it's the backline line against Getzlaff, and that backline line's been arguably the most consistent line all season for the Flames.
Yeah, without a doubt. From start to finish, they have been the most consistent and the most effective line throughout the season. And they're going to need to get back to where they were. They haven't played as well, I'd say, in the last couple of weeks. Ever since that game against L.A. that I mentioned earlier, Tkachuk has been a little bit quiet. He hasn't been exactly the same, because the message was, you know, he kind of dragged his team into a type of game and a type of situation where they do not thrive in, and it was proven. So he's been a touch quiet. Michael Backlund, who's been good all year, has been a touch quiet. And for Leak, he's been solid the whole time. So I think that is a huge matchup that should make a big difference. Getzlaff has been simply on fire. The Ducks have been on fire in the last 3-4 weeks of the season. So it'll be interesting. But I think that when it comes right down to it, Gullickson trusts that line the most. They start in the defensive end all the time. They seem to break out all the time. They're on the right side of the puck all the time. And that's the one line that he doesn't worry about when it comes to defense. If they can get their offensive game back up and running, it could be a special time for them as well.
Jermaine, you probably asked the question, and it always gets an eyes glazed over answer that's not the truth. The streak. You know exactly where I'm going. And the thing is, yeah, no, these are different players in a different group. But when you're within the division and you go into a building where you haven't won in 11 years, you have to go in with the belief you can win. But that's not the same as knowing you can win, and you don't know until you actually do it.
I couldn't agree with you more, Robin. And to tell you the truth, I'm just as guilty as anyone else when it comes to thinking about the Flames' possibility of winning in the building. Do I think that they can possibly win? Absolutely. Do I think they're a better team than they've been in the past, especially 2 years ago as a playoff team? I think they're deeper and more solid all around. But even in my own mind, my own heart, I think something good has to happen for this team to win at the Honda Center. I think they need not just a break, but perhaps a bad game from Gibson. They need to score a good 3, 4, 5 goals that maybe they don't all deserve those goals, but to give themselves a good chance to win and a good feeling. If it's a close game, I give them a 5-10% chance. If Gibson has a terrible game, and then the Flames, I give them a 60% chance, and hopefully they hold on when the Ducks make their push. But not only do you have to believe it, you have to figure it out, and that's something they have not done yet, and I think it almost needs to be a little bit of help from the hockey gods if it's going to happen.
Did the Flames try anything different, stay at a different hotel, or have they done all that since 2004?
Just like Rob, no. The short answer is no. They haven't done anything different. The one thing maybe that they did a little bit different is the fact that they came in on Tuesday instead of Wednesday. They said that was the right decision, because even though you know where you're going, the LA traffic and settling in takes that much longer, And they were happy they came in a day early, had a full practice and a full day in Anaheim before on Wednesday before the game tonight. But when it comes right down to it, they really didn't do anything different. They didn't try and switch it up. And just to go off what Robin said, there are different players on the team. And the one thing Gullickson said, and obviously he's not playing, but he said, look, I've had success in this building. Yeah, I know it wasn't with the Flames, but I've only been here a year. So why should I feel this 11-year drought, this 15-year drought almost, if you count the regular season, against my record in this building? And there's plenty of guys that have had success in this building that are new to the team, like Versteeg and like Brouwer, and veterans that can influence other teams and other teammates, I should say. And of course, Matthew Tkachuk, what does he know about the streak? It can be contagious if you continue to lose. It's pretty easy to fall into the same sort of curse that it seems to be over the Flames when it comes to the Honda Center. But not yet. There's a lot of different players on the team, and maybe that'll be one key to finally breaking through when it counts the most.
Jermaine, should be a great series. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward to it. And although they do give you the same answer, I'm pretty sure there's going to be some bad blood in this game.
Oh, 100%. Without a doubt. Should be good. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.